Hello everyone, welcome to the World of App Station here on Anchor. My name is Francesco, and what we cover on the World of App Station is everything about apps, as you can imagine, all across iOS, Android, the likes of Mac, PC, and other devices like Alexa and other applications that are pretty awesome. Now, when we cover this sort of stuff, we try and cover all of the applications that we think that you might use across your daily routine. So I want to just put the word out there before we get started with, if you have any app categories that you'd like me to cover, I would be happy to jump in. Feel free to use the call-in feature to definitely recommend a few, because I'd really, really like to hear. In today's segments, we're going to be talking about photo applications. Now, photos are obviously an important memory in our daily routine, so it's important to have those applications both to not only, you know, have them and share them and view them, but to edit them and modify them if we wish so. Now, it's obviously a very popular habit to do that, and it's something that many people do enjoy doing, especially when they want to capture the moment and modify it for their family and friends. So when it comes to editing, there are obviously a ton of apps that Apple endorse. So we're going to actually start off with a few applications that you can use to take the photos before. Now, before we get started, if you haven't, I would recommend to jump back to the 6th of June, which is an episode called Cinema Lovers. And if you enjoyed these applications, if you enjoy hearing application recommendations, this is actually one of my favorite episodes because I cover some really great applications, the likes of Popcorn, IMDb, Meerkat Movies, Letterboxd, and Soon, that are all pretty handy for enjoying movies and getting into the spirit of the movies. So before we get started, if you want to jump back and listen to that one, highly recommend it. But today's feature will be on photo apps, so let's get stuck in. So the first recommendation I have is called Clips, and this is actually an Apple application that they didn't really, showboated it yet or shared a lot about it, but the Apple application called Clips is available in the App Store, and you can make anything from portrait videos to great images. And what's cool about Clips is you've got this technology inside it that will detect your voice and actually give you subtitles in the form of subtitles, which is pretty impressive. So you've actually got subtitles to all of your videos in real time. Now, this is something I definitely want to start doing because obviously I could start doing some videos for my YouTube channel or even for the people I follow. So it's definitely something that Apple have done a good job on. This application is available for all iOS devices. I know that there's some issues with it in iOS, and I think it's iOS 9 or below. So just make sure that you've got one of the latest OSs, and if it's not appearing, then sadly, I don't think Apple support your device. However, I'm pretty sure it's available on every other device. You just have to search for Clips. I think it's one of the featured apps at the moment on the App Store. The secondary application I'd recommend is one from GoPro, which is called Quick. And it's great for making movies. Now, I know many people actually do create and edit movies on their iPhone, and this application is pretty handy for that. It's one of the leading applications in the space because GoPro, as you know, is one of the leading resources for taking movies through the GoPro functions, which is pretty cool. So Quick, spelled Q-U-I-C-K. I know some applications are, some ways that they demonstrate it are different, but the GoPro application is definitely worth checking out. Now, they've got, I've got it completely wrong here. The spelling of it is without the C, so it's Q-U-I-K. My notes here actually just spell checked, so just make sure you search for Q-U-I-K. And it's great for editing videos, syncing music, and also putting text in the videos as well. So if you're an amateur movie maker and you want to start making YouTube videos of some kind, then you can. And this is something that many people are moving towards, this sort of format of design. So sorry about that spelling mistake. There is an application you can go and download, and definitely worth checking out. So moving on to resources that are slightly outside of the photo taking space, we've got April to start off with. That's spelt like the month April. And it's really a cool application, really more for collage creation and poster making. It also does photo editing. However, the sort of poster production is a bit more of their speciality. Now, I really like these sorts of applications because what you can do with them is you can actually make these really nice filters. You can add these like tiles over the top and also create these posters, but as well as make these collages of your day. And what's really nice about that is, I mean, I use Google Photos and Google Photos is great for like curating stuff. However, April looks like a little more of a professional job at trying to bring all of your photos together in a nice sort of style. So I highly recommend that everyone gives this one a try because it's definitely worth your 5 minutes for sure. Now, I mean, there are some other applications out there and one that I want to recommend called Brushstrokes. Brushstrokes, spelled brush and then strokes, all one word. It's actually an application that, again, I found on the App Store near the sort of like April section, which was nice. And basically, what's cool with this one is it takes your skills of being able to draw, and it allows you to add layers onto your images, trying to make it look more brush approach. So for example, if you took a lovely photo of a river or something like this, or even a portrait photo of someone, it would allow you to make it look like a painting, which is cool, like very like Van Gogh-y style work. And that's nice because you can add different filters and canvases to it and actually modify it yourself using different colors. So it's actually a cool way of designing a photo in the way you like. So Brushstrokes is another one. And the final one I want to recommend is called Cheers. Now, I don't want to get the spelling wrong for you guys. It's C-H-E-E-R-Z. So Cheers is quite a cool concept. So what you can do is start printing your photos. So let's say you've edited all of those and you found it to be pretty easy to do. So you can actually print your photos into albums, boxes, and cards as well. These sort of like quick way to do this, it's actually a quick way to quickly send photos together. Obviously you can pay, you have to pay for those when they arrive, or you have to pay for them digitally. However, this is a cool way of clipping photos together. I know this is one popular way because many people like to hang photos up inside their house. So having something like this, a quick way to do this. I know my partner uses FreePrints, which is another one. And we get like photos to our house every month, and it's quite nice actually, because we can get this these sort of memories ready for use. We can just hang them up about the house or even collect them together. So it is something that is quite easy to do, it's quite easy to integrate. And let's say you designed a few photos in April and Brushstrokes, you could save them to your camera roll on the iPhone and upload them to Cheers to print later. So it's something that is pretty easy to do and something that I know a lot of people is moving on to do. Anyway, guys, I'm going to jump over to the next segment to round up today's features. So, guys, I wanted to thank you all for tuning in today to the Anchor Station here. I'm obviously about a month and a half in now into this Anchor Station. So it's something that I am continually building advice on. So if you feel like I should be covering more stuff or doing different topics, then just let me know. And I'm happy to take any feedback that you have. And I obviously want to develop this station as much as I can. So the exciting thing is I'm actually going to be doing some more features with other people, so I'm sure that I'll be covering this sort of stuff very, very soon. So it's definitely something that I will be doing. So anyway, guys, if you enjoyed today's segment, feel free to applaud, feel free to favorite the station, and feel free to go back over the episodes and enjoy some of the ones that are there. I'm going to be in a moment uploading a few more episodes from the past, a bit of a blast from the past that might help in your sort of to enjoy more World of Apps content here on this station. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for stopping by. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for another segment.